When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday, everybody. DJ Shagru just got out of the TARDIS. Viggity Viggity Vic is running around like a lunatic. Esmeralda the Heartmelda is spinning on her head. I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. It's time to celebrate some R&B. Talk about it. Play the songs. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday will commence after the news.
Set my soul on fire.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Fly Jams Friday is commenced. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to get in here and get your requests in. 312-981-7200. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Esmeralda, that was your choice and a great one.
Oh, is it the Shy Lights?
Yeah. Are you my woman? Tell me so.
It's I picked that because I was looking at some list on BuzzFeed. Of songs that, like the originals, the sample that have been sampled in songs.
Yeah,
and I can't remember what it was.
This was sampled in a rap song.
No, it was sampled in something.
Okay.
Now I can't remember.
Oh well, the original is good. You picked a good one. So there you go. Fly Jams Friday. Anyhow, if you want to jump in, it's 312-981-7200. All right. So let's get to it. Rick Geezer made a request. Dan, Rick Geezer made a request.
The one and only. He knows music.
He does know music. And let me tell you something. This is one of my favorite fly jams of all time. This is Rick Geezer requesting this. That's Heatwave with Groove Line. The great Rod Temperton, who helped produce and wrote a bunch of songs on Thriller, was in that band. And he was an amazing dude. We did a tribute to him when he passed. What, he passed away last year, Dan?
I think you're right.
About a year ago? Yeah. He was amazing, that guy. Amazing. He also, by the way, wrote my favorite Michael Jackson song. He wrote Rock With You. And he also wrote Human Nature, like my two favorite Michael Jackson songs. He was the man. All right, let's go to Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, you know, a while back I told you every time the Cubs win the World Series, they win the World Series the next year. But what I should have said was every time the Cubs win the World Series, they win 4 postseason games the next year.
That's pretty accurate, Bob. Yes, it is. It was a good season, though, man. But they were just, you know, I mean,
what a great ride it's been.
Yeah, it's been great, man. Three years in a row.
And that's all.
Yeah, I know. I understand. But you know, 3 years in a row with the, you know, you can't really complain about that.
Well, there hasn't been a repeat champion since the Big Red Machine. That season's too long. It really makes you think how amazing the three-peats are when you. You know, in basketball, when you look at the fact that it's so hard to repeat in any of the major sports.
Yeah, it's true. It's very, very true.
Blackhawks can't do it. It takes them every 2 years.
Takes them every couple of years. We'll get it this year. We're due.
So. Yes.
All right.
Anyway, this past Wednesday, October the 18th, was the first time we didn't have Chuck Berry around in 91 years. So in honor of what would have been Chuck's 91st birthday, here's a cover of Back in the USA by White Trash.
Oh, well, feel so good today. I'm so glad living in the USA. But then I think you want to know they got it right here in the USA. I'm so glad living in the USA.
Yeah. Well, that's quite the version, Bob.
Yes, it is. I knew you'd like it.
Yeah, it's awesome. Really, really great. Very cool.
Hey, you know, you were mentioning about managers being the only in baseball managers, the only ones wearing uniforms.
Right.
I wanted to tell you, I didn't get a chance to call in, but baseball is the only sport where managers and coaches actually interact on the playing field. You know, you've got the coaches in the box and the manager doing conferences with the team on the mound or going out and speaking to the manager or pulling pitchers. So
yeah, the rest of them, if they like football, they have to be on the sideline the whole time.
Yes, and they never cross into the field to play.
Yeah, same thing
Although
with hockey.
Some managers actually wear the numbers, but I think it's just the guys like Matheny or Girardi who used to have a number, although Dan says that Madden has a number 70, but he doesn't wear a numbered jersey.
Yeah, interesting. All right, hey, Bob, thanks, man.
Okay,
take care. All right. 319 area code. These requests here on this piece of paper, Esmeralda, are quite good because I like them.
Oh, okay.
This is also one of my favorite. We just played Grooveline by Heatwave, Rick Geezer. 319 area code. Request. This is another one of my very favorite Fly Jams. My favorite Fly Jams of all time. And what movie does it open up? Colin's in here. V is here. You got to know, right? Hang on. All right.
Man, I might be stumped on that one as well.
Really? The opening scene of what movie?
A popular movie.
I'm drawing a blank as well.
It's one of the best movies of the 90s. And
Boogie Nights.
There you go.
That's got it.
There you go.
There it is.
Boogie Nights. V gets it. All right. Yeah, it's the opening scene in Boogie Nights. And it's all like one take. Camera goes through the bar, club.
The pool.
Fouls Roller Girl for a minute.
No. Roller Girl. Yeah. It's a great movie. I'm going to go home and watch it.
PTA's best.
Yeah. Well, I'm
one of.
I'm a Magnolia man.
I would side with you on that.
Yeah. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Let's go to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey.
Hi. You're on the air, Jeff. Yeah, good. What's your request?
How about Alexander O'Neill fake?
Hold on. There you go. Jeff, nice request, Jeff. By the way, two things, Dan. Who's best friend, Alexander O'Neill?
That would be morning show host Steve Cochran.
Steve Cochran.
Has his number in his phone.
Has his number in his phone.
Oh.
He spent a significant amount of time in Minnesota.
Fun fact.
We played fake a couple of years back on Fly Jams Friday because it's a Fly Jam. It's also produced by Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas.
Right.
So I get downstairs when we used to do crosstalk. Mm-hmm. I'd go downstairs and hang out on the show for the first like 15, 20 minutes of Cochran's show. And I went down there and he picked up his phone. As soon as I came down, picked up his phone, he pressed two buttons and fake started playing out of his phone.
Wait, but
the song. He had it on his phone.
Oh, I see.
Fake. He had it all ready. Like, I've come downstairs. He just goes, and then Alexander O'Neill starts playing out of his phone.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought, like, no, now it's dialing him.
No, no. Oh, no, 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 no. It's the song. But he does have his number. He's buddies with him. Alexander O'Neill, because
he should have called him.
He should have called him at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
just wake up Alexander O'Neill.
It's fine. They're friends.
By the way, that's proof though. That song came out in 87, maybe 88.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but last week Donald Trump said that he invented the word fake.
Oh, did he?
I can't keep up anymore.
He did. He said he invented the word fake.
Did he
release year 1986.
Yeah, did he give it to...
he gave it to Alexander O'Neill.
He was like, hey, I have a new word for you.
I'll give him Bigly.
Bigly, but yeah, but fake. Yeah, he credited that to himself.
All right.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. And it's an adventure every day.
Did that come from a press release from his fake publicist?
No, it came from his mouth.
Okay.
It was during an interview on Fox,
gotcha.
Of course. So, all right, we have to break here. And we got the weather and traffic, and then the Blackhawks Express. The Blackhawks played last night. They lost in overtime. They got a point, but they lost in overtime. And we'll play back the highlights right after we do a break here for weather and for traffic. Let's get back to some fly jams here. Let's see. Take a couple quick calls, and then we've got Esmeralda has one more request. And then Bennett, the business of funk, has a request. The funkiest white boy I know.
Yeah.
That's a high compliment.
Yeah. here's Harold. Harold, what do you got?
You know, Halloween is my month, so I'm going to play the Monster Jerk by Don Henson and the Rigor Morticians.
Okay, here we go.
A monkey, but that's too much work. I do the monster jerk. The jerk looks natural when done by fella. He jerks real good. He's a real swell fella. We used to do the bird, but now the bird's not the word. We do the monster jerk.
All right.
Call
so
that?
Is
what
this?
Time is that?
I was going to say, is this? Are we combining segments now? Because that sounded a little straight out of context to me. thank you, thank you, Harold. All right, and here is Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
All right, buddy, how are you?
Okay. That was a pretty funny little cut. Billy Stewart, Cross My Heart.
Billy Stewart, Cross My Heart. All right, let's hear it.
Gonna marry Charlie Sitter right now. This fat boy's gonna love her. There's no one up above her. Don't you know I said?
Yeah. That is a great song, Mike.
Great song. The late, great Billy Stewart.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Terrific song. Great choice. All right, Mike, have a great
all
weekend.
All right, buddy. Take it easy.
There you go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right, Esmeralda, you had a second request?
I did.
All right, well, let's hear Esmeralda's second request.
Chase these funky words with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock. But I'm cool like that. 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 I'm cool.
Queen bee the chocolates tap to my raps. She innovates at the sweet of cat naps. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the vibrate.
Yeah.
It can't kick a plan.
I have not heard this song in a very long time.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. I don't have any diggable planets on my phone or anything.
What?
No.
Because you know them all?
No. Oh. I just don't play a lot of CDs.
I see.
I just haven't. I can get it on. I'm sure I can get it online.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you go to Spotify.
Spotify or
million
iTunes.
And
or
one.
Yeah.
YouTube?
I don't know, but I'm you know, listen.
Go to anything ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they.
I got a cell phone. The first cell phone I got was in 2007. Keep that in mind.
Yeah. You can go to the supermarket, I think, and it's there as well.
Yeah.
Any Starbucks.
You mean they're playing it in this? Like, if I go to Jewel, they'll be playing Diggable Planets in the...
There's just a button you can get Diggable Planets
in. Is that what it is now? Mm-hmm. It's an IL-8.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Produce section.
All right. So, Bennett, the business of funk, he has a request as well. And... you can't go wrong.
Is this like an answer to you? Yeah. Almost, because you get to play all his songs and sometimes they're
so
very...
Is he thanking me? Is that what
he's
doing?
Yeah, you know, some
it's
of his
subtle
songs
message,
are...
So,
yeah,
thank you.
They're a little out there.
You're welcome, Bennett.
So...
That's Sly and the Family Stone. Sly, great guy, as long as he doesn't pull guns on you when you're recording records, because he was known to do that.
You know, it's bound to happen.
Yeah. After 15 pounds of blow, you're gonna pull a gun.
Don't let him get mad at you.
Stuff happens.
Yeah. Coincidentally, a request from the 780 area code wanted that, too. Speaking of 847, Esmeralda, V is a real sweetheart. He is a delight and has a great personality. There you go.
Wow.
There you go, V.
You guys
that
are going to make me blush.
Right.
On radio.
Mom.
Right. You can't see it, but I'm very pale. It's very clear.
Right. And he cries during Blade Runner.
I do.
Yeah.
I got emotional.
Well, you should, because it's brilliant.
Over the robots,
yeah.
As it were.
Yeah. All right, Esmeralda, I'll see you on Monday, right?
No.
Oh,
yeah.
You're off. You're off on Monday.
Yes.
And then you'll be back on Tuesday. You'll be back on Wednesday, and then you're gone for 12 months.
Yeah.
All right. A whole year.
We'll have a great time.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. The news is up next.